card, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Chief Justice calls for increased use of ADR in criminal cases. Government to continue pursuing mining reforms despite slow gains. And in global news, North Korea says U.S. Golden Dome risks space nuclear war. With the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Chief Justice Mumba Malila has emphasized the need to increase the use of alternative dispute resolution ADR in criminal matters to drive economic efficiency in Zambia's justice system. Alternative dispute resolution is the resolution of disputes outside courts or without seeking traditional legal proceedings. Speaking at a foundational mediation workshop in partnership with Pepperdine University in Lusaka today, Dr. Malila, who was represented by Lusaka High Court Judge Charles Zulu, expressed concern that ADR is being underutilized despite its proven capacity to expedite case resolution and reduce court backlogs. Dr. Malila indicated that the workshop, which is focusing on institutionalizing plea negotiations and commercial mediation as routine tools across criminal and civil courts, is key to ensuring solutions are found towards speedy delivery of justice and reduce overcrowding in correctional facilities.
The future of criminal justice system in Zambia depends on our collective willingness to evolve, to create a system that is not only punitive but restorative, efficient and equitable. From our two previous meetings, it was clear that the benefit fully implementing plea bargaining will yield variable benefits. Some of the benefits will include reduced backlog, our costs are overwhelmed with criminal cases at various levels, leading to delays in justice and prolonged incarceration of individuals awaiting trial.
Meanwhile, chairperson of the African Chief Justice's ADR Forum, Abha Patel, indicated that although the dispute resolution system has beneficial components, more has to be done for change to be seen.
Court annex mediation has been a part of our court system, but we acknowledge that a lot more still needs to be done. Our hope is that through this exercise, we can rejuvenate mediation so that we can reap the benefits of cost effectiveness, reduced case backlogs, and quick dispensation of justice. Former American jurist Sandra Day O'Connor once said, "The courts of this country should not be the places where solution of disputes begins. They should be the places where disputes end after alternative methods of resolving disputes have been considered."
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says while Zambia is yet to realize significant benefits from its revamped mining sector, government will continue to push for growth amid mining reforms and agricultural gains. Speaking at the Zanaco breakfast at the 2025 Copperbelt Agriculture, Mining, Industrial and Networking Caminex Expo, under the theme Creating a Regional Hub of Possibilities, Partnerships, Production, People in Kitwe today, Mr. Mulenga says this is because the mines are still striving to increase production and restore profitability across the industry. Mr. Mulenga has acknowledged the ongoing hurdles, but has emphasized government's commitment to driving growth through key policy shifts, such as the anticipated signing of a statutory instrument on local content next week. Meanwhile, Mr. Mulenga says Zambia is celebrating strong performance in the agriculture sector with a national maize yield of 3.6 million metric tons and has called for a shift from traditional to mechanized farming methods to sustain and scale agricultural productivity.
So to the exhibitors that have come, not only in the mining sector, but also making that small and medium scaled farmers are supported with equipment that is within their range. Large-scale farmers are equally supported within their range. Our vision that in the next 10 years, no Zambians should be farming with a hoe. We should be farming in a mechanized way, so we not only provide for ourselves, but also for the region. So to you, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you that as we are here today to have our breakfast and to go beyond till the end of this activity that we have in the days ahead of us, we interact.
At the same event, Zanaco Chief Commercial Officer Charlie Mwefieni says the bank remains committed to driving national development by prioritizing key sectors such as mining, agriculture and energy through tailored financial products aligned with Zambia's growth agenda while maintaining its core mission of expanding financial inclusion.
I want to reaffirm Zanaco's unwavering commitment to supporting the growth and sustainability of Zambia's agricultural, mining, industrial and energy sectors, which, as we all know, are the backbone of our nation's prosperity. Honorable Minister, at Zanaco, we put all the key sectors first in line with our brand promise, you first. This is the promise which reflects our commitment to putting our customers, communities, staff, and Zambia at the center of everything that we do.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Giftsia Luwalo says government recognizes the importance of infrastructure development as a key driver in the economic transformation of the country. Speaking yesterday during a high-level ministerial panel discussion at the ongoing Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium of South Africa 2025 in Cape Town, Mr. Sialuwalo noted that this is why government is emphasizing collaborations to advance infrastructure and local governance across the country. He says government will continue to work with private sector partners to deliver transformative projects that will reduce transportation costs, boost cross-border trade, create employment opportunities, and foster economic growth. Mr. Sialuwalo added that government is committed to delivering quality infrastructure and local governance, and to achieve this, public-private partnerships, PPPs, have become a key strategy in financing and implementing major infrastructure projects. This is contained in a statement issued by First Secretary, Press and Public Relations at Zambia's High Commission in South Africa, Tamara Nyerenda. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has urged government to prioritize and invest in the informal sector as a key driver of economic growth, poverty reduction and social equity. ZANAMAKA President Frank Kamea has emphasized the vital contribution of the informal sector, which includes marketeers, bus and taxi drivers, truckers, cooperatives and small-scale farmers to Zambia's economy. In a statement, Mr. Kamea notes that while the sector contributes significantly to the gross domestic product and job creation, it remains largely unsupported and under-recognized in policy formulation and national development strategies. He says to address this imbalance, there is need to improve access to finance for informal entrepreneurs and launch training initiatives in business management, marketing and financial literacy to build capacity and competitiveness within the sector, among other measures. Mr. Kamea is also calling for constitutional amendments that would give greater voice and visibility to marginalized groups, among them introducing proportional representation to ensure inclusive parliamentary participation for women, youths, and persons with disabilities. In global news, North Korea has criticized the U.S.'s plan for a futuristic Golden Dome missile shield, saying it could turn outer space into a potential nuclear war field. The defense system, which President Donald Trump plans to unveil by the end of his term, is aimed at countering next-generation aerial threats to the U.S., including ballistic and cruise missiles. Pyongyang's foreign ministry slammed the plan as the height of self-righteousness and arrogance, state media has reported. The BBC reports on other global news stories.
Kenya has prevented Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland from opening a liaison office in Nairobi. The foreign ministry said it recognised the Federal Republic of Somalia as a sovereign state and could not allow Somaliland to have a diplomatic office in Kenya's capital. Four children are among nearly 50 people who were injured when a car ploughed into crowds at the Victory Parade for Liverpool Football Club. Police arrested a 53-year-old white British man. Police in New Zealand say a teenager has died after taking part in a social media challenge in which participants charge into each other without protective gear. The 19-year-old had sustained a serious head injury.
You're listening to the Lunchtime News on Phoenix FM.